Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Spencer Retail Limited Q1 FY25 post-result earnings conference call, hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Akhil Parekh from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Shubhangi. On behalf of B&K Securities, I welcome you all to Spencer Retail 1Q FY25 conference call. From the management team, we have Mr. Anuj Singh, CEO/MD, Mr. Saket Shah, Group Head IR and ESG, Mr. Sandeep Banka, CFO, Mr. Pankaj Kedia, VP IR, and Mr. Harshil Vasani, Chief Manager. Without taking much time, I'll hand over the call to Mr. Anuj Singh. Sir, over to you for your opening remarks, post which we'll open the floor for Q&A session.
Thank you so much, Akhil, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Spencer's Quarter 1 FY24/25 earnings call. What I'd like to do today is basically talk about three things. Number one, talk about brief commentary on the Q1 results. The Q1 results were announced on Monday, the 22nd, and I'm sure you would have had time to glean through some of that. Number two, I'd like to spend some time talking about the decision which was taken and approved by the board on ramping down of our operations in a couple of clusters where we were operating earlier. And number three, spend some time in terms of talking about how this decision impacts us from an operational level and helps us towards an accelerated turnaround achievement. So those are the three things which I'll briefly talk about before I open it up for questions. Starting off with the Q1 results at a consolidated level, quarter-on-quarter, it was flat sales at about 0.3% quarter-on-quarter growth, a slight decline over Q1 of last year. If you look at the percentage gross margins, there was an improvement, significant improvement, 90 basis points versus last quarter and about 100 basis points versus last year. This helped us achieve an absolute gross margin of 112 crores in quarter one of this year, which is up by 5 crores versus last quarter and at the same level of what it was in last year, quarter one. The cost optimization efforts, which we spoke about in our last call, which were initiated in the last quarter, have started going through in quarter one. Therefore, you see a good improvement in our operating costs. Our operating costs are lower by 8 crores at 111 crores versus what they were in the last quarter, which is quarter four of last year. And they're about 5 crores lower than what they were in last year, quarter one. All of this has resulted in slightly higher EBITDA for us, 29 crores versus minus 8 crores reported in quarter four. This is the post-Ind AS EBITDA number. At a PBT level, we were at 43 crores loss in quarter one versus 81 crores in the previous quarter and 61 crores in quarter one of last year. So that was a quick kind of a snapshot on quarter one at a consolidated level. If we look at the two distinct businesses, Nature's Basket, we had a good growth, a growth of 4% quarter-on-quarter and an 8% growth compared to last year, quarter one. This was driven by good performance and addition of new stores. The margins were up 98 basis points Y-on-Y as far as Nature's Basket was concerned. The EBITDA was 23 crores versus last year, 6 crores. This was, of course, helped with a one-time exceptional other income, which was recorded. PBT was plus 6 crores versus last year, where it was minus 12 crores for the quarter. As far as Spencer's is concerned, we had a flat top line versus quarter four, but we had a good improvement in our gross margins. Despite no significant change in the mix between food and non-food, which means that in our core categories, food, FMCG, staples, we did deliver better margins. Our gross margins were up 120 basis points quarter-on-quarter. Our operating expenditure was down by 10 crores versus last quarter and versus 12 crores versus the same quarter last year. This is on account of planned operating efficiencies driven at both the store level and the optimization which we did at the corporate office. The EBITDA, which is again the post-INDAS EBITDA, was plus 8 crores for this quarter versus minus 8 crores in the previous quarter and the 1 crore which was there in the last year quarter one. So that was the commentary as far as the consolidated and the Spencer's and Nature's Basket results were concerned for Q1. In summary, a quarter marked by realizing efficiency and cost optimization, which was initiated across Spencer's, that is flowing through. A quarter marked by improvement in gross margins across both formats, and a quarter where in MB we saw growth. So overall, you know, improvement, you know, at the EBITDA level as well as at the PBT level. But still, you know, miles to go to where our journey is. Moving on to the second point, which is related to the decision which was taken and approved by the board to exit from two of our operating territories, which is NCR and AP and Telangana. I just want to start by saying that, look, while these stores, or we have about 49 stores accounting for close to 22% of the business, and therefore it is it was a very well thought through and considered decision. However, the point to note is that these 49 stores accounted for close to 56 crores of losses at a regional EBITDA level, you know, they obviously are a drag when we look at it in comparison with the other clusters. Also, in these stores, in these territories, we had lower growth. We had higher competitive intensity, and there was a fragmented presence. These 49 stores were across 18 cities. So an exit from these does impact the top line, but what it does is it significantly reduces the drag on the store level EBITDA. You know, I mean, we estimate, looking at the numbers, that you know, just without contextualizing this, without these 49 stores, our store EBITDA would double from the current level. So I think it is a significant impact which has, and while the top line is something which does get impacted in the short term, it does help us to significantly improve our EBITDA. What it also allows us to do is it allows us to focus in the two geographies, which is East and UP, where there is a sizable consumption opportunity. Roughly 25 crores of population resides in this geographical area, and in both these areas, our brand presence is quite strong. The brand recognition is strong. Our competitive performance is strong. And our operational performance, whether it comes to things like sales per square feet, the margin, our operating costs, our store EBITDAs, they are markedly better than what we were experiencing in the other two. So focusing on these two territories makes a lot of sense for us. As far as the trading area is concerned, it does come down from the 1.3 million square feet trading area we have today to 800,000, but we are very, very committed, and we see enough and more opportunities in these two geographies, which is East and UP, to add on trade assets. We have a pipeline, and we are very confident that in over the next 12 to 18 months, we will be able to add at the rate of 100,000 square feet per year to bring back our total trading area to close to 1 million square feet in 24 months. So that's a bit in terms of the rationale, in terms of why we are looking at exiting, or why we are proposing an exit from these two clusters. It is, like I said, you know, it is something which allows us to consolidate, to focus and double down in our operating territories. What it also does is it allows us to further simplify and optimize our distribution and support structure. We've done a lot of work in the last quarter in terms of optimizing. At this level of operation now, we believe that there is further streamlining and simplification of our support structure. We expect close to 20% reduction in overhead costs on top of what we have already done. Just to contextualize, last year we had our operating costs, which is a combination of distribution costs, infrastructure as well as support. We were at about 8% to our turnover. Today we are, with this round of further optimization, we will get to a level of close to 6.3%, which is, I would say, a respectable number as far as the overhead cost as a contribution to total sales would be. We are confident that by doing this, we will achieve the EBITDA, which is again the pre-IND AS EBITDA level break-even, in a much more accelerated manner than what was earlier given as guidance. If you recollect, we said our endeavor is to, in the next 12 to 18 months, move to an EBITDA break-even positive level. And we believe by doing this, by focusing on these two geographies, by streamlining our corporate costs and other operating costs, we will be able to achieve consistent level of EBITDA, pre-INDS EBITDA, break-even positivity, as early as the next 6 months. And we believe that this significant operating turnaround, where we are talking about a swing of roughly 100 crores EBITDA improvement, will provide us options for capital raise, enabling a recapitalization of our balance sheet. So, tough decision. The decision allows us to focus and still consolidate and expand in those geographies, streamline our operating structures, and significantly accelerate our journey towards getting to EBITDA break-even in 6 to 9 months. So that was, you know, the brief commentary which I had. And now I'd like to take a pause and open it up for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, the first question is from the line of Akhil Parekh. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hi, sir. First of all, congratulations on improving set of numbers and accelerating our pace of improvement on EBITDA, which what you are guiding for. My first question is on the store expansion for Spencer. In the last call, I think what you guided for is 10% of store expansion in FY25. I think we have opened around 3 odd stores on a Q1Q basis. First, if you can give some color, like which are some of the geographies which we are targeting, are they within the East and UP? And second is, do we still maintain this guidance of 10% plus of store expansion for this year, or can we even accelerate further from this?
Yeah, so Akhil, I think you know the guidance which you had given on addition of stores still continues, in the sense that we would be focusing on the geographies of East and UP to add. Even in the last quarter, the 3 stores which we opened were Barabanki in Eastern UP, which is on the outskirts of Lucknow, Bhadohi, which is outside of Banaras, and we opened Sevak Road in Siliguri. So we see opportunities. We have opened 3 stores in the East as far as Spencer's was concerned. And we have a pipeline of more stores in Calcutta, in Bengal, and in Eastern UP where we will open it up. So clearly the guidance continues in terms of we are looking at measured and focused opening of new stores in the geography of East and East UP and UP when it comes to Spencer's. The numbers, you know, as a percentage would change, but I think in terms of absolute numbers, we are looking at adding 8 to 10 stores in a 12-month period on a year-on-year basis, focused on East and Uttar Pradesh.
Okay, great. And you had also guided for SSG of 5 to 6%. First, if you can give some color on SSG number for 1Q and do you think this 5 to 6% growth, SSG growth is feasible for this?
Yeah, so I think with, like I mentioned, the clusters where we are exiting from were lower growth clusters as compared to the clusters where we're going to remain. So both in East and in UP, we continue to experience relatively better growth than the other two clusters. And therefore, we would continue our guidance of mid-single digit SSSG in the geographies of East and UP, where we'll continue to operate from quarter three onwards, with obviously a better level of profitability at a store level and at a region.
Okay, and like, how did we do in first 1Q?
Sorry?
My other question was, how did we perform on SSG level in first quarter?
Yeah, so like I said, on SSSG, I'm not breaking up by clusters, but, you know, like I said, we have had better performance in terms of growth in East and UP as compared to South and NCR, the regions where we are exiting from. And, you know, it varies from region to region, but overall, we are at the level of mid-single digit SSSG growth in East and UP in quarter one.
Okay. Sure. Second, on the gross margin front for Spencer's format, do you think that 19% plus of gross margin is sustainable for remainder of three quarters for this this year?
Yeah, so I think, look, that is where, you know, we have a unique kind of a, you know, portfolio. Our breadth of categories from FMCG, fresh, staples, general merchandise and apparel does give us a good portfolio presence to drive this. We strongly believe 19.5% is a sustainable level of margin, given the fact that we are not positioned as a value discounter. We are a format where we are positioned on having a wide assortment and a very good store experience. So we believe that 19.5% gross margin is absolutely sustainable. And in fact, if you look at the construct of how we would want to drive the P&L for the business, I think a 19.5% you know, gross margin allows us to have an operating cost structure of 13% at a store level, which is between rent and store OPEX, so that you've made around 6.5% as far as your store EBITDA is concerned, and you have 6% as your overhead cost, which I referred to. So that's how we get to a kind of a break-even level. And we are confident that 19.5% is a sustainable level of gross margin. We have done that in the past, so we have no reason to doubt that we can continue doing this.
Sir, just one clarity. You said operating margins can be at 6% if we operate at 19 to 19.5% of gross. Is that correct?
No, I said overhead support. So I said 19.5% gross margins, 13% is your store operating cost. So you get 6.5% store EBITDA, and then you have 6% support overhead so that you get to a break even. That's the broad math.
Got it. Yeah. I have more questions, but I'll get back to you.
No, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bharat Gupta from Fair Value Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Anuj. A couple of questions from my side. So particularly if I look at the other income, so you have sold off your packaging arm business to one of the group companies. So can you provide some further colors, like what was the reason behind the sale? And secondly, is there any other offering which is there in hand where we can leverage our brand value?
Yeah, so I think what you're referring to is the assignment of trademark of the gift studio. I wouldn't call it the packaging arm. This was a business which was in the business of gifting, started a couple of years ago. And the rationale for that was TGS was not core to the operating business of Spencer's and Nature's Basket. It was incubated with the store presence and with the categories which were present at Spencer's and NBL. As the format and the proposition has gained traction, it is poised to grow, and we believe that this growth will be beyond what is the categories which are stocked in a Nature's Basket or a Spencer's. So the categories which can go into gifting is much broader. The geographies could be much broader than where we operate. It could be a very high omni-channel mix in this. All of which means that this business is now ready to be scaled up, which would require capital. And we believe that that is best done through assigning the trademark to another entity, while we remain focused on doing what we have to do to turn around the Spencer's business and to grow the Nature's Basket business. So in some senses, I think it was driven out of the need to fuel growth in TGS, which we cannot afford to do from the Spencer's and Nature's Basket business, and focus on what we have to do, and allowing the TGS proposition to expand beyond stores, geographies, and the categories which are currently being serviced through our retail operations.
Right. So, like, other than the TGS, is there any other offering where we can leverage our brand value currently?
Sorry, I didn't understand. Any other current offering which we can leverage? Are there any more like TGS?
Right.
No, I think we continue to operate on in our core lines of businesses are Nature's Basket, Spencer's. In Spencer's, we have a wholesale bazaar, and I think that's those are the core parts of it. So we don't have any other lines of business which can be leveraged, monetized, etc. At the moment, yeah.
Right. And also in terms of the fundraise, so like in terms of the capital allocation, so have you finalized anything like in terms of a planning for reduction on the debt side? So like what is the structure like if we raise 300 odd crores, which is our plan, so how we like to particularly utilize it?
Yeah, so at the moment we haven't finalized the quantum or the timing of the fundraise. As I mentioned, doing what we have, the decision which has been taking will allow us to get to a position of EBITDA breakeven and positive EBITDA level by Q3, Q4. And I think that is the right time where we will have, it'll generate more options for us to look at ways, means and quantum of capital raising. And we will definitely look at that at that point of time.
Right. So the 100 odd crore improvement which we are targeting, so that we are targeting over the next 1 year, if my understanding is correct.
Yes, it's on an annualized basis, yeah.
Right.
So that's what you will see is, the guidance is by quarter four exit, so quarter four, we endeavor to be a bit break-even.
Right.
Pre-INDS.
Right. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a gentle reminder. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So when we say we are targeting on being this EBITDA break-even by Q4, is that for both Nature's Basket and the Spencer's?
Yes, it'll be, I think the quantum of turnaround is far bigger in Spencer's, so that's what we're targeting, and then obviously for Nature's Basket also. So even at a consolidated level, we will be.
Okay, and post that, let's say going ahead in FY26 or FY27, what sort of EBITDA margins do we target at pre-Ind AS level on a consolidated basis?
Well, look, right now we are sharply focused in terms of achieving this operational turnaround by quarter four. And I think, once we do that, it will set the stage for us. Consistent delivery of that over a couple of quarters will give us confidence to look at where we can then build from this position and grow the business at the healthy level. But I think I don't want to give too far out a guidance. I think for us, as management, what we want to set as a target and achieve is an EBITDA level break-even at a post INDS level, you know, in quarter four. That's our immediate target, and we'd like to stick to that, achieve that, and then we'll talk about how do we go from there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a gentle reminder. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Akhil Parekh from Batliwala and Kirana. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity again. So my question is on the at the Spencer's level, right? From a financial modeling perspective, if I look at it, the employee cost and the other expense overheads, which are currently at roughly 35 crore per quarter, and the other expenses at 55 crore per quarter, is there further scope of improvement from here on, or should we assume this kind of run rate basically, say for 25 and 26?
So I think on the Spencer's front, you know, clearly both at an operating level, whether it be at the store level or at the corporate level, there has been a significant you know, reduction as far as expenses are concerned. I think on Spencer's, from a corporate office point of view, what this move of focusing on two clusters will do is help us simplify our support organization at the corporate office. From where we were a year ago, I can't give you the exact number, but I'll give you a sense of percentage. We are almost 35% lower in headcount and cost by the time we complete this exercise in quarter three. So I think that's a significant one. I don't think that leaves us with too much more, because cutting too much also then brings you closer to cutting some core capabilities and processes. So we will not do that. I think that is a healthy enough level at which we can sustain. Like I told you, if we can bring our overhead in the region of about 6%, I think that's a, if I may say, a job well done from where we are at the current level, where it is close to 8.5%. So I think that's the, you know, directional flow of what we're doing. And mind you, this is moving from 8% to 6% on a reduced turnover. So sure. This, that will really show you the quantum of you know, change which has happened.
Sure. And this 35% lower headcount, they were largely at the corporate level, or this includes the store level of staff?
So this is largely at the corporate level, and then related to the distributions and the regional offices which we had to support the larger footprint, which will now become a bit smaller. So it's at both levels. I'm not talking about the store level. Store level is sure. A separate exercise, yeah.
Okay. And then the other expenses, like any specific headers where we have taken this cut, like because there is almost 11% cut on YY basis.
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
I'm saying any specific headers, like where we have taken this reduction basically. Is it on the ads and sales promotion side, or maybe savings on freight cost or any specific line items?
No, I think that's part of the ongoing stuff which we have done in the store level. So store staff optimization, head housekeeping, security, some pieces we've also been able to get some better rentals coming through. So I think it's a combination of all of that.
Sure. Can you please highlight the current borrowing position, debt position for us?
The current debt position, yeah. So at the Spencer's standalone, it is around 700 crores, and at Nature's Basket, it's about 100. So at a consolidated level, about 800 crores.
Of which, how much is the long term and the working capital?
Yeah, just one second.
So long term loan is 300 crore in the Spencer.
Okay.
Term loan in Nature Basket is 49 crore rupees.
Sure. Yeah. And lastly, on the Nature's Basket side, the growth rate what we achieved this quarter, do we see that to continue like for the rest of the three quarters? Like we grew almost 8% on a YOY basis and 4% Q&Q basis. Should we anticipate that, you know, as we move closer to the festive, this growth rate can improve further and probably go into, say, low double digits?
So I think, yeah, what you've seen on YoY growth on Nature's Basket is related to the fact that we had, store openings last year in quarter three and quarter four. We will continue to have store openings here. We are looking at a total number of 6 to 7 stores coming on board through the year. So overall, we expect definitely, you know, high single-digit growth continuing for Nature's Basket through the year.
And Akhil, to your question, you know, the short-term loan would be around to the tune of 400 CR.
How much is it? 400 CR. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you again. So what would be our pre-Ind AS EBITDA margin for Spencer's and Nature's Basket in Q1?
No, we don't. We normally don't, and we will not be able to comment on that at an individual level.
Okay, no problem. Sorry if I missed out, but how many stores are we looking to close this year for Spencer's and Nature's Basket?
No, so there are no store closures for Nature's Basket. The exit which I was talking about was a ramping down of operations in South, which is the state of AP and Telangana and NCR. This would be roughly 49 stores, not roughly, precisely 49 stores, which constitute about 490 crores of annualized turnover.
Oh. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference call. On behalf of Batliwala and Karani Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you, everyone.